And today, colleagues, we actually only have one issue. Representative Barnhart, let me catch something here before go to you. There will no introduction of speaker-approved bills today, so all we're doing is a public hearing and possible work session on House Bill 2399, which is shown in the agenda is just to consider amendments to replace that bill. Representative Barnhart.
Mr. Chair, I move that for the dash runs.
Well, maybe we need a public hearing first.
What?
We're not in work session yet.
Oh, sorry. I wrote it at the wrong place on the agenda.
So, let's, and we have not heard this bill either before, so we do.
We had.
Well, we may have tapped it in, I suppose we did at that point.
Oh.
Anyway, let's open up the public hearing on House Bill 2399. Ask Mr. Dewey to come forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Mike Dewey, representing the Reagan Cable Telecommunications Association. This is the second round, deja vu, so to speak, no pun intended. I want to thank Representative Close for allowing the association to utilize this piece of legislation. Thank you, Representative Close. Thank you, Representative Doyle, for hearing the bill. This is a substitution from the original bill. It would be House Bill 2444 that came out of this committee in April of the 23rd, I believe, passed the floor unanimously. This deals with the repeal of the statute that deals with the 6% boxing and wrestling pay-per-view tax on pay-per-view events. And so based on a Oregon tax court decision which found that the interstate transmission and the taxation as such was unconstitutional, we thought it appropriate to clear up the statute and take this off the books. This bill was doing fine in the Senate. It was ready to rock and roll, if you will. But like some other bills that have been revitalized, it got caught up in some of the politics and didn't get over to the Rules Committee from the Business and Consumer Affairs Committee. This committee passed this bill out unanimously. I can go into more detail if you'd like, depending on the chair and the members of the committee.
Okay. I don't know that we do need any further information since, again, once again, we're recycling some bills that we did early in session and now have to do again. Any questions? Representative Barnhart.
Just quickly, is this the same language as in the other bill?
Mr. Chair, Representative Barnhart, it is the same language.
Thank you.
Anything further? All right. Nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2399 and open up a work session on House Bill 2399. Need a motion to adopt the dash one amendments.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Flores.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt dash one amendments to House Bill 2399.
Representative Flores has moved adoption of the dash one amendments to House Bill 2399. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And
then, Mr. Chair.
Representative Flores.
I move that we move House Bill 2399 to the floor with the due pass recommendation as amended.
Representative Flores has moved House Bill 2399 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation. Any discussion? Okay. Call roll.
Dave Jackson.
Aye.
David Barnhart.
Aye.
Both aye.
Representative Ford.
Aye.
Representative Monson.
Aye.
Representative Berger.
Berger's excused.
And Chair
Doyle. Chair votes aye. And don't know that we need a carrier on this. No consent calendar. Without objection, so ordered on the consent calendar, and House Bill 2399 is approved to go to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation. And that concludes the work session on House Bill 2399, and nothing further before the committee. You can tell we are winding down on most of the substantive issues, and we're waiting for things still to come over from the Senate. There are other bills. We're dealing with various amendments, so we do anticipate still further hearings on additional House bills, but you can tell we're just kind of getting down to the few that are left. So anyway, without I think as we're starting to see amendments coming through from legislative council, that will dictate, along with the Senate bills still coming over, will dictate our schedule for next week. So current plan is to be back here Tuesday at 1:30. With that, we're adjourned.